Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Talking more about the Cold War. Let me just go over some more of these. You know, it might sound a little tedious to be mentioning all these, but I'm doing it on purpose because I want you to see just how tedious our infiltrations were, our incursions, downright sabotagings. What other word can I use? I mean, we were interfering in these countries' affairs without cause, overthrowing in many cases, in most cases, legitimately elected leaders that the people were happy with, that were actually working on behalf of the general population's interests instead of the big corporations. We went in, overthrew these legitimate governments, and installed in their place what wound up being almost every single time a horribly oppressive regime, but nevertheless one that favored the interests of the multinationals, the multinational corporations, and became oppressive to the interests of the general population. And yet all the while, though, our lying media, at the behest of our lying government, convinced us that we were spreading democracy and freedom throughout the world. The great American hero strikes again. And, you know, the public just got tears in their eyes. Oh, it's so wonderful what we're doing. Oh, it just brings tears to my eyes. Our government is so great, so majestic. It's so flippin' pathetic, guys. We have been invading and destroying people's lives around the world, invading countries, wrecking, countries that were poor to begin with, driving them even further into poverty. And then we send the foreign aid. Sounds so nice, doesn't it? We're sending money to aid these countries. You know what foreign aid is all about, I hope. It's called bribe money. You line the pockets of the corrupt dictators that you put in power to keep them compliant. The money goes straight to them and their little minions. None of it goes to the public, nor is it ever intended to go to the public in those countries. But it sure sounds good to the gullible American people who think that that's what it's being used for. What a scam. Billions of dollars every year to various countries around the world, money that we certainly could use here because our infrastructure is falling apart, in case you haven't noticed. But they send it to these countries, which very often never pay that money back. That money is borrowed, like everything else the government does financially, from the Federal Reserve. And guess who pays back the Federal Reserve for these loans for the foreign aid? We do. 99% of foreign aid that is given out never gets paid back, nor does the government even go after it to be collected. It just slips the bill to us through the fraudulent income tax system. See what a happy little scheme they got going here? Anyway, let me get back to this list. Eastern Europe. We're involved all over Eastern Europe from 1948 to 1956. You know, you had, for example, not only militarily putting bases all over the place, but your Marshall Plan, taking over each country economically. Korea, of course, 1945 to 53. Vietnam, 1960 to 1975. Decade and a half that thing went on. Guatemala, 1953 and later in the 1980s. Didn't have enough fun there the first time. Had to go back and have some more. Laos, 1964 to 73. Indonesia, 1965 and again in 1975. Had to go back for some more fun there again. Hey, Cambodia. Yeah, massive bombings on Cambodia ordered by the international war criminal Mr. Henry Kissinger, the guy that George Bush appointed first to head up the 9/11 Commission, I might add. Yeah, that shows the integrity of Mr. Bush, that he would pick that man to want to head up the commission. See, there's nothing to hide. Just because Henry Kissinger happens to be an international war criminal and a known cover-up artist, and Bush wanted him to head up the 9/11 Commission, there's no reason to be suspicious now, is it? You're just paranoid, you crazy people. Cambodia, 1969 to 1975. El Salvador, 1980 to 1994. Nicaragua, 1978 to 1990. Oh, had lots of fun down there. Talking about that in more detail on future shows. Iran, 1953, the overthrow of Mossadegh. Yeah, that was a nice CIA fiasco. He was very popular there, guys. He did a lot for the people of Iran. He had to go. Of course, now we're in Iran again, aren't we? They want another war in Iran. He gave a nice talk in Iraq yesterday. Standing ovation. People ate up what he was saying. And this little Zionist opponent there, he got maybe three people clapping him. That should tell you something. Stick with us, folks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Charlie Giuliani coming back to our discussion here of the fraudulent Cold War. All right, where did I leave off? I talked about Iran in 1953, the overthrow of Mossadegh. Again, this was a guy that had absolutely no connections whatsoever with the Soviet Union or vice versa. And he was very popular. He was elected legitimately by the people of Iran. The people of Iran were very happy with him. Not the ultra-rich, of course. He wasn't working on their behalf. He was working on the people's behalf. And that's why he had to go, because the CIA's job has ever and always been to protect the interests of the big corporations that run this government. Who do you think founded the CIA? You look into its history, guys. It was created by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Billionaire Buddies Club that's been controlling our foreign policy since 1921. I mean, this is kindergarten, mentality to figure this out. The fact that so many Americans haven't figured it out should tell you a little something about where their mind is at. They're pre-kindergarten. Anyway, Costa Rica, 1950s, and again, back in 1970 to 71, twice. See how they have so much fun sometimes. They like going back again. The Middle East, all over the Middle East, we were involved from 1956 to 1958. And why? Because, well, for one thing, Israel wanted to take out Egypt. Egypt was a major problem for Israel back then, and you know, you had the Levant affair, and
All kinds of fiascos going on back then. Israel was trying to get us to take out Egypt for them, just like they're trying to get us to take out Iran for them now. They got us to take Iraq out for them a few years ago. Still there. Haiti, 1959, 1987 to 1994, and again in 2004, the CIA was over there rigging elections. Three times! We really like Haiti, I guess. The poorer the country, the more fun they like to have. Kick them when they're down. That's the philosophy of our globalist-controlled government for you. British Guyana, 1953 to 1964. Iraq, of course. Ooh, we've been there a bunch of times. In 1958 to 63, 1972 to 75, 1991, and, of course, 2003, continuing to God knows when. So, you know, that's four times, guys, we've been involved with Iraq's affairs. Oh, that country must love the democracy and freedom we're bringing over there. The infliction of devastation that we've brought to that country since 1958, it's absolutely astonishing. Not just the bombing raids, either. I mean, the depleted uranium we've dumped over there and all kinds of other toxins that have caused millions of deaths. Millions. Look at the sanctions alone back in the 90s. 1.5 million Iraqis died from the sanctions because of lack of, you know, food and water. And one-third of them, 500,000 of them, were infants. And, of course, Madeleine, what was her name, Albright there, was asked, you know, has it been worth it? Oh, yes, it's been worth it, she says. Soviet Union, of course, all during the 40s, from the 40s to the 60s particularly. Thailand, 1965 to 73. Ecuador, 1960 to 63. The Congo, Zaire, 1960 to 65. And again, in 1977 to 78. Algeria, 1960s. Brazil, 61 to 64. Peru, 1965, 1990s again. Dominican Republic, 1963 to 65. Cuba, of course, 1959, and it still goes on. They never did get Mr. Castro. You got to love that guy. He managed to dodge, regardless what you think of him, you got to admire him. The guy has stood up to this, you know, this little bully on the block for decades now. They never have managed to get rid of him. Oh, they wanted to big time. He was number one on their hit list for the longest time. Ghana, 1966. Uruguay, 1969 to 72. Chile, 64 to 73. Oh, that was a nice little fiasco there. Mr. Kissinger was he was behind that whole operation there, overthrowing another legitimately elected leader. Oh, what a fiasco! Getting little the Washington pimp Pinochet in power, taking out. What was his name? Salvador Allende. Yeah, what a scam that was. Because of that and so many other fiascos, Kissinger cannot step foot anywhere in South America, guys. They've told him right out, we ever see you here, we're going to arrest you immediately. You'll be brought before a grand jury and, you know, he won't live to see the next day. South Africa, 1960s to the 1980s. That includes, you know, the little Congo fiasco there, Katanga. What a scam that was. Bolivia, 1964 to 75. Portugal, believe it or not, sabotaging elections over there and all kinds of other sleazy involvements by the CIA. 1974 to 76. East Timor, 1975 to 1999. Angola, 75 to the 80s. Jamaica, 1976. Honduras, 1980s. Are you guys getting the picture here? I mean, I can keep going on. I haven't even. Did you know your government was involved in this many countries? Most Americans don't. They don't have a clue. And again, let me stress, this involved bombings. It involved rigged elections, assassinating political, you know, foreign leaders. And many times these bombings, in most instances, actually involved bombing civilian neighborhoods. More often than not, that was the case. They weren't going after military targets. Usually they had control of the military. It was the populace that was angry. The military was controlled by the corrupt leadership that Washington would put in place. Very often, though, the populace would rise up against the U.S.-imposed dictatorship, which was working against the people's interests, so that we would go in there and, you know, just carte blanche, just bomb civilian neighborhoods. Oh, we did that in 1989 in Panama. Or let's talk about that fiasco sometime. You guys, oh, man, I tell you, if the American public knew the stuff that we've been doing, there were mass graves, 20 of them, that were found. that contain hundreds of bodies, totaling, you know, thousands. We'll never know, really, how many. They found a lot of ash pits where a lot of the corpses were burned. We don't know how many people were in there. There's no telling. But the United States murdered thousands and probably tens, maybe hundreds of thousands. Who knows? In Panama alone, in 1989, the official Pentagon figures was 500 because, a little over 500, because we used precision bombing. Right. Seychelles, 1979 to 1981. South Yemen, 79 to 84. South Korea, 1980. Chad, 81 to 82. Grenada, 79 to 83. Oh, what fun. Suriname, 1982 to 84. Libya, 81 to 89. Don't forget the bombing there with Gaddafi. Yeah, that was a nice fiasco. The man was minding his own business. He just wasn't playing ball with Washington. That was his big sin. Fiji, 1987. Of course, Panama, I just mentioned, 1989. Afghanistan, 79 to 92. And again in 2001, continuing on as the drug industry there kicks into high gear again, which is outlawed under the Taliban. It's all part of bringing freedom. Bulgaria, 1990 to 91. Somalia, 93. Mexico, 90s. Messed up their economy big time in 1995. That was all staged. Colombia, 1990s. And guess who bailed out their economy? Once again, the American taxpayer. What was it, $15 billion, I think it was, we'd sent down there. Yugoslavia, 95 to 99. And it just goes on and on and on. I hope I made the point here, guys. We have been sticking our nose in foreign affairs for a long time now, and all under the phony pretext of containing communism. It's no such thing. Nothing of the sort was going on. The real communist threat all the while was right here taking over our government while we were yet professing to fight communism around the world. What a scam. What a stenching, rotten fraud. This country, throughout most of its history, was isolationist. Americans believed quite vehemently that we should stick our nose out of foreign affairs. The only involvement that we should have with foreign governments is, of course, trade. Beyond that, that's it. No entanglements, no alliances, because once you get into an alliance, then you get dragged into wars. The globalists, of course, know this, which is why prior to World War I, they established the Triple Alliance and the Triple Entente in Europe. And they told the member nations, oh, this is a way to prevent a world war. There was a lot of turmoil in Europe at the time, which the bankers themselves orchestrated. And they said, the only way to prevent war, because there's so much turmoil right now, is we'll set up these alliances. And that way their nations won't be so likely to attack you, because they know that if they attack you, you know, the other nations that are part of the alliance will jump into the conflict. When in reality, the very opposite of that was true. Once you establish an alliance, then by default, once a nation gets attacked, all the allied nations on both sides are going to be drawn in, and you're going to get a global conflict. It's what they intended from the beginning. They wanted a global war, guys. Their own documents attest to that. I've mentioned, for example, the Carnegie Institute for International Peace. Their meeting minutes for 1909, which were obtained by the Rees Committee in 1953, it showed that they had been planning at that early date a coming global conflict, and that their big concern was how to involve the U.S. because it was so isolationist at the time. How can we get it to become interventionist? Well, today that's all the U.S. is, guys. Their whole foreign policy is based around interventionist. They just can't wait to get involved in foreign countries' affairs. And the U.S. public seems to have no problem with it. They've now accepted it as the norm. That was the total antithesis of our policy throughout the bulk of our country's history. Look at the tremendous change that's taken place here, and look once again at how illegal this whole thing is. Let me stress again, unless Congress declares war, the president does not have power to deploy troops, and yet every president has done that since FDR. Okay, U.S., we got a break, guys. All right, stick with us. I'll pick up from there when we get back. Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. I got to apologize, man. I get off on rants sometimes, and I totally forget what's going on in the outside world. I'm just paying attention to what's going on inside my head. I totally forgot that we had John in Arkansas waiting on the line, and he has since dropped off. My apologies, John. If you want to call back in, by all means, do so. I really apologize for that. I totally forgot. I meant to have you on after last break. I got off on a tangent, and that's just me. I totally lost track of reality. So, yeah, again, John, please, in Arkansas, do call back. In the meantime, we've got Bruce in Florida. Before I forget about him, better go to him right away. Welcome, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Welcome, how are you doing this afternoon? Yeah,
hey, there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm calling in, I've been doing a little research recently on the Masons and New World Order and the Illuminati, and I come across some information I thought was very interesting. Apparently there's a new building that constructed in Israel called the Israeli New World Order, a Supreme Court building.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, I've seen that.
And you're
not
aware
of
that?
Not too new. It's been around a few years, not that new, but yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all Masonic symbology.
Okay. Well, I thought
there's a direct connection between Masonry and Zionism. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's admitted on both sides. Freemasonry has admitted that a long time ago, as a matter of fact. What's his name? Albert Pike, mentioned that the ideology of Freemasonry comes from the pages of the Kabbalah. which is, you know, essentially the holy book of Zionism. And the Zionists in Encyclopedia Judaica, or Encyclopedia Zionica, as I like to call it, makes the same reference in the reverse. They say that Freemasonry is a brother fraternity of the Zionist movement, and we should recognize them as allies.
Yeah, but it seems to me the significance of this building and where it's constructed has to do with seating of power and where people like you and I will be judged one day. And it seems to me like this is a very significant development.
So quite possibly, yeah. I mean, they've reestablished the office of the Sanhedrin, just like the Vatican has reestablished the Inquisitor's office, the Dominican.
If anybody's out there is interested in looking, if you have Google Earth, which is satellite imagery, you can zoom right in and see the pyramid incorporated on top of the building, a square compass incorporated in the back of the structure of the building. Very interesting, and all throughout the building on the interior, also all the other symbols are incorporated. And it just seems to me that this happens to be where they're claiming this seat is going to be of where we'll all be judged in the New World Order. So it seemed like a significant development to me, but maybe not to others. So.
Oh, no, it is, no question. And yet you have the bulk of the Christian world in this country adamantly supporting the Zionist cause, you know, and yet
at this point they seem to be extremely confident to not to be concerned about this structure, which is financed and designed by the Rothschilds family.
Sure.
And complete with the chambers, everything is just absolutely diabolical to me. But
funded by them. Heck, the Rothschilds created the modern state of Israel. It never would have happened.
Well,
you go back to the Balfour.
I realize that too. I'm just saying that this building here, according to them, they had to have their own architects, the stones, everything was built according to. Mason specifications as far as the symbology goes. And I thought it was just absolutely amazing to see the pyramid on the roof of the building.
That's right in your face. Not subtle at all.
Well, yeah. For anybody out there who might be interested, maybe you do a little more research on it, but this does seem like a very diabolical revelation here. I haven't really heard anybody speak about this before, but thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Good stuff. Once again, yeah, John in Arkansas, if you want to call back, please by all means do. Guys, once you're attuned to this kind of thing, I'm doing a show on this sometime too about occultic / Masonic symbology, how it pops up all over the place. And once you become aware of this, you'll see it everywhere. Masonic buildings that are located at, number 33 Main Street, for example. Tell me that's an accident. They'll have 33 floors. This kind of stuff just permeates. And again, once you're aware of it, you'll start seeing this stuff everywhere. Anyway, let me get back to our discussion at hand. Talking here about the Cold War, probably one of the best examples of just how phony our foreign policy was during that period, still is now, of course, but referring specifically to the Cold War. A good case study would be our handling of the situation in Nicaragua back in the late 70s, early 80s. In 1979, the Sandinistas, of course, as you may recall, had ousted the U.S.-backed dictatorship of Anastasio Somoza. The U.S. government liked Somoza because he kept the people in line, often with brutal force, making it easier for them to be exploited. But then things started going wrong. We'll talk about that when we get back with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Picking up with our discussion here of the Cold War. We've got about a half an hour left. Obviously, I'm going to be picking this up on another show. There's so much more to cover here. I don't want to, rush through this or skip any of this because this is really important stuff. We need to have a thorough understanding of what exactly went on during the Cold War with that, armed with that knowledge. They will never be able to fool you again because you'll see that all they're after is war. They don't want peace. They don't want to improve the living standards for people in other countries. So they don't even want to do that here. Seriously, look what they've done to our economy. Look how impossible it is for the average worker to afford supporting his own self or her own self, never mind a family, with one job. You can't do it anymore. This is all by design. They don't want people here to survive comfortably, never mind in other countries. You think they're invading other countries for their... because they're concerned about them when they're not concerned about you. You know, you might have gotten away with ignorance in past decades a little easier, but today it's just so out of control, there's no excuse anymore, folks. Anyway, the Sandinistas, as I mentioned, were resented by Washington. They were absolutely, despised because they sought political reform on behalf of the oppressed people of Nicaragua. They weren't interested in the interests of big corporations. Consequently, the U.S. government, through the CIA,
created and backed the Contras, the opposition movement to the Sandinistas. But as always with these kind of interferences, you know, it's not fun if you just go in one shot and boom, take out this rival party. You know, it's all over within a day or two. Not when there's money that can be made off of such a fiasco. So as it turns out, the U.S. actually funded both sides. A little more to the Contras, though, because ultimately they wanted them to win, not the Sandinistas. But they were actually funding both sides. It was quite a profitable little venture. And who cares how many people die down there during the conflict? It's fun, fun, fun. For the next 11 years, impoverishment, and the two major factions battle it out, bloodying the whole landscape. And there was Washington orchestrating the whole thing through the CIA. You know, we trained a lot of these guerrilla warriors, guys, at places like the School of the Americas. What is it, Fort Bennings, Georgia? They've recently, you know, gotten a facelift. Window dressing, of course, just to make it look more innocent and acceptable, but it's still there. You've been training guerrilla warriors there for decades, training them in tactics of sabotage, assassination, to overthrow governments, to terrorize civilian populations. Yes, yes, that's right. Look into it, guys. Your tax dollars have gone to fund terrorists. Of course, when you realize they created Al-Qaeda, that shouldn't be so surprising, should it? I don't know, for some reason I'm being told I'm breaking up. I have no idea what's up with that. Other than the Homeland Security, hopefully that's not going to continue to do that. Okay, I guess it stopped. I have no idea what that was all about. Anyway, the Sandinistas, guys, were labeled, as you might guess, as communists in order to justify U.S. support for the Contras. Oh, it worked so well so many other times. Let's try it with this instance. And sure enough, it worked. The American public, being so thoroughly dumbed down and doped up, had no idea that their government had been lying to them for decades on end, so why should they start now? And sure enough, it worked. Yep, we're going into Nicaragua because those communist guys, they're at it again. Unbelievable. What a fraud, man. Again, the whole reason Washington hated the Sandinistas was because they were operating on behalf of the interests of the poor people of Nicaragua, trying to improve their living standards and take power out of the hands of the big corporations that were exploiting them. Whoa, the CIA would not have that. Washington, or should I say Wall Street, would not have that. Highlighting the type of horrors that the people of Nicaragua faced during this period of needless turmoil at the hand of the Contras, supported again by the CIA, David Womble wrote in his book, The CIA in Nicaragua, this interesting quote here. He said, Witness for Peace, which was an American Protestant watchdog body of that period, had collected a list of Contra atrocities in just 1 year, which included murder, the rape of two girls in their homes, torture of men, maiming of children, cutting off of arms. This is kind of nasty, so if you have kids in the room, guys, you might want to get them out. But it is necessary to mention this stuff so you can see just what your government has been up to with your tax dollars. Torture of men, maiming of children, cutting off arms, cutting out tongues, gouging out eyes, castration, bayoneting pregnant women in the stomach, amputating the genitals of people of both sexes, scraping the skin off the face, pouring acid on the face, breaking the toes and fingers of an 18-year-old boy, and summary executions. These were the people Ronald Reagan referred to as the freedom fighters. and the moral equivalent of our founding fathers. He actually said that. The moral equivalent of our founding fathers. Unbelievable. Knowing full well, of course, what was going on. And it went on because they were trained to do this at the School of the Americas. Let's talk about that for a moment, by the way. Our government, guys, as I said, has been training American rebel forces in terrorism tactics for decades through the so-called School of the Americas, SOA, located at Fort Benning, Georgia. In 2000, this training school changed its name to the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, or WISC. In a lame attempt, of course, to improve its image and avoid a congressional order to shut it down. But its function, of course, and tactics have remained unchanged. Speaking about this literal terrorist training camp, Chalmers Johnson, who you might remember I had on just, a couple months ago, two, 3 months ago, back in, I think, July, wrote in his book, The Sorrows of Empire, this interesting statement. Let's see. Okay, he said, over the years, the School of the Americas, has trained well over 60,000 Latin American military and police officers, significant numbers of whom have been implicated in cases of torture, rape, massacre, and assassination. Among them was Roberto de Abuson, if I'm pronouncing that right, the leader of El Salvador's right-wing death squads. Lower-level SOA graduates have participated in human rights abuses that include the March 24, 1980 assassination of El Salvador's Archbishop Oscar Romero, in which the CIA may also have been implicated, by the way, and the December 1981 El Mazote massacre of 900 Salvadorian civilians. As of late 2002, civil war-torn Colombia's army includes some 10,000 SOA WISC graduates. So there you have it, folks. That's what's been going on. So if you weren't aware of it before, take note. And by all means, go look this up, guys. It's this is a fact. Your government has been supporting these terrorist groups. And, you know, whenever there's an uprising, they use it to their advantage. They'll say it's, well, they used to say communism, now they'll say terrorism. But you trace the history back, a lot of these groups actually started out getting their training initially from the U.S. And the U.S. trains them not only to advance its own interests by crushing out civilians who will resist their exploitation, but sometimes it works in their favor for these very governments to rise up and oust U.S. corporate interests, because that gives them an excuse to go down and invade. You see what I'm saying? Either way, their purposes are served. If the guerrillas go down there and cooperate with the U.S., then the U.S. doesn't have to get involved. The guerrillas will do the bidding for them. But if they should use their tactics that they were trained with here to try to oust U.S. power or oust U.S. corporate control, the U.S. just uses that as an excuse. You know, all during the Cold War, oh, see, they're being supported by communism. Look what they're doing to their people. When they, you know, they weren't doing anything to their people. They were trying to oust U.S. political and economic interests from exploiting them. But they would simply say, you know, they're abusing their people, so we got to go save the people. When in reality, once again, all we did was go in and take them out to get rid of their influence so that the people there could continue to be exploited by Washington and Wall Street. You know, it's like me breaking in your house in the middle of the night, and you wake up and catch me in the act, and I tell you, oh, don't be ridiculous. Go back to sleep. Call the cops. Are you kidding me? I'm here to protect your home. I just caught him. He ran down the street. I ran in here to try to catch him. I didn't catch him in time. And I'm actually putting your jewels back in the safe. So you should be thanking me instead of wanting to call the police on me, you fool. And then you say, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Good night. Hey, yeah, take it easy. Good night. We'll catch you later. I'll lock up on my way out. Don't worry, I'll put everything back in the safe. And, of course, I rob you blind. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, Now back to our discussion of Nicaragua. Just had to make a correction here in my notes. The U.S.-induced chaos that had broken out in Nicaragua, beginning immediately after the ousting of Somoza, was so bad that even Somoza himself came to the conclusion that the U.S. government had very sinister motives behind its involvement in his country. After much diligent research, he concluded that the United States was being controlled by powerful corrupt forces which were destroying it from within and using it to destroy other countries. In 1980, he had authored a book called Nicaragua Betrayed, in which he stated, now check this quote out, guys, this is very, very interesting. He said, "No longer can we afford the luxury of silence." And I want you to understand once again, this guy was writing, he had no agenda, he had no hidden agenda. The Sandinistas were the ones that overthrew him. And the Sandinistas were, you know, were the ones that the U.S. was going after. You would think that Somoza would be happy that the U.S. was going after the Sandinistas, right? So when he makes these statements, you're not dealing with someone who, oh, he just has a bias against the United States. He had every reason to want to praise the U.S. for going after the Sandinistas, which he hated, right? But no, listen to what he says. "No longer can we afford the luxury of silence. The people of the United States and the free world must know what is happening. Events that sooner or later will affect them." Yeah, that's right. They're certainly affecting us now, aren't they? We didn't pay attention then. We better start paying attention now. Time's running short, guys. He goes on, "With my many years in government, with my military training and background, with my close association with governmental leaders throughout the world, and with intelligence information, I come to one startling conclusion. There is a planned and deliberate conspiracy in the United States of America to destroy that Republican form of government." Do you actually need documentation to prove that, guys? I mean, is it not obvious by now? He goes on, "The capitalistic free enterprise system that made the United States the productive wonder of the world is undergoing radical surgery." Keep in mind, once again, he wrote this back in 1980. It's only gotten worse, far worse since then. Somoza, guys, was murdered a few weeks after this book was published. Are you surprised? A similar statement to Somoza's was made by Senator Joseph McCarthy, going back a couple decades. He said, "How can we account for our present situation unless we believe that men high in government are concerting to deliver us to disaster? This must be the product of a grand conspiracy, a conspiracy on a scale so immense as to dwarf any previous such venture in the history of man, a conspiracy of infamy so black that when it is finally exposed, its principles shall be forever deserving of the maledictions of all honest men. A conspiracy so vast," he said, "that rivals anything in all of known human history." I have to agree with him. It's unbelievable. It's on a monstrous, massive, global scale. And it's so thoroughly permeating the whole system across the board that, unfortunately, there's no escaping its influence anymore, guys. It's hijacked everything in its path, sabotaged everything in its path. I'll be reading later, probably not today, I won't get around to it, it's later on in this study, but I'm going to read a very important quote I'm sure many of you are familiar with, but, you know, we do well to keep referring back to it. It's an astonishing statement made during his farewell address, Eisenhower, back in January of 61, in which he warned us about this very system that is now running our country, the military-industrial complex. He says it's out of control. Its budget already dwarfs that of all U.S. corporations combined. And again, that was in 1961. It's far worse now. But he said, you know, this is a system that, if not held in check, will eventually swallow up our liberties. He said there's no reason why liberty and security cannot grow up together and peacefully, you know, rightfully coexist. Yet they're selling us the lie, as every tyrant in history has done, that in order to have security, you need to be willing to give up liberties. What a fraud. Well, guess what? In this country, we're giving up both and we're getting neither. You're not getting security as you lose your liberty. Your borders are wide open. They're telling you, oh, we're going to be attacked any day now. It's going to be spectacular. They're already hailing it as a great opportunity before it even happens. And yet, you can't go to the airport without them sticking their hands up, close down your pants and up your shirt. All in the name of keeping you safe. That's nice.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
More minutes here. I'll try to get to what I can for today, and then, like I said, I'll pick up with this. Maybe tomorrow. I got this German guy coming on. He's another 9/11 truther from Germany. I hope that works out. I do have his phone number, so hopefully we'll be able to get in touch with him tomorrow and get him on. He's going to give us some interesting perspective. He claims that the German media is worse than the American media, that they're getting even less information. You know, they don't even have Patriot Radio like we have here, where if not from the mainstream, at least you can go there to get information. He says, no, they don't have that. You know, any information they get comes from American alternative media that they get over the Internet. But, again, nothing in TV, nothing in their newspapers, local or national. So that's pretty interesting. We'll be having him on and be talking about that. And what's going on over there as far as spreading the truth about what's happening, you know, with all governments of the world, not just the United States, guys. This is a global effort, a global, conspiracy. I mean, I don't like that word, but that's what it is. That's what happens when rich men get together with powerful politicians. They conspire at their little private meetings how to mutually benefit politically and financially at the public's expense. Anyway, let me read another quote from McCarthy. Yeah, as you may recall, what was it, a week ago, whatever, I had, or 2 weeks ago, I had Eustace Mullins on. Interesting guy. He said that he's the one that brought to McCarthy's attention this Council on Foreign Relations fiasco, this communist control of our government. Anyway, regarding this Cold War fiasco, here's what McCarthy said, you know, referring particularly to our foreign and domestic policies that were implemented during this Cold War. He said, what can be made of this stroke of unbroken decisions and acts contributing to the strategy of defeat? They cannot be attributed to incompetence. The laws of probability would dictate that part, at least, of the decisions would serve this country's interest. You know, what do we make of this? Our government is involving us in all these wars that have nothing to do with protecting us and keeping us safe. It's passing all kinds of legislation that doesn't benefit the public at all. In fact, a great many laws are working counter to the public's interest. To what can we attribute this, he asks. Guys, it's the work of this conspiracy, obviously. He recognized it, that we were infiltrated from within. Let's not forget what George Kennan said. I quoted him at the outset of this discussion. He said, I sometimes wonder what use there is in trying to protect the West against fancied external threats. Notice he said fancied. And he's the guy that came up with the containment policy. Against fancied external threats when the signs of disintegration within are so striking. Yeah. Why are we so fascinated, so infatuated, and still continue to be with foreign intervention when we're not addressing the problems here? Well, that's all part of it, guys, the great diversion. That's another blessing, another benefit that comes with this fiasco. Same with the Cold War. I mean, same with the War on Terror. Continuing on, the same lie as the Cold War, guys. Keep your attention off of what's going on here. Not addressing anything here as your economy gets raped and pillaged and falls apart. And all the while, all that money that these wars cost us make the situation even worse. What a monstrous scam. All right, guys, we'll pick this up either, I don't know, tomorrow if my guest doesn't show, or else Friday of next week. Have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
It's true. Go.